They jump center, and it is controlled by McKitty. Down court to Snyder, fires out to Lamp, looks off a tray, gets it on the wing. Underneath to Snyder, count it! Kate Snyder takes the deuce and opens up the overtime scoring. Inside, nice spin move, answered by Kephart. Jellicothe had an answer for him yet this game. He's 6'5", uses his height well. Lob into Snyder. Back to you. Snyder with 18 now, and it's advantage Jellicothe. The volley continues. Baseline, nothing there. Around the horn we go. Edwards inside to Borkink, kicks it out to Motley. Edwards right side. 3 minutes now in overtime. Motley sees a three ball. This could be big. Doesn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, though, by Edwards. 75-73, Chillicothe by two. 2:54 left in overtime. Chrisman working against Hayward, pulls it back out. They're going to go to Borkink or Kephart inside, or Motley outside. Referees with a whistle. Two-shot foul. Someone for Chillicothe was caught. Lamp with his third. 2:43. Chance Edwards at the line. One of two from there in the second, in the fourth quarter. Hits this one. Second one could tie it up. That's what we got. He's got 13. Lamp, top of the key. Goes to the defenders, partially blocked, missed it. And this could be the turning point here for Kirksville. 2:25, a lot of time left. Borkink, how many steps do you get? Apparently this is the NBA. I took a wrong turn and ended up calling a Lakers game, because that was 17 steps. And that's a foul, but you called it on the wrong player. It's going from bad to worse right now. Nate McKitty. Chillicothe needs to get some things going their way, or this is going to be slipping through their fingers. 77-75. Kirksville by two. I can't believe this. After we lost both games last year, now we're trailing in overtime in this one. Missed that one. Chrisman at the line. We'll get another one. Both teams in the double bonus. That one falls in. Now it's a three-point game. Hayward between the circles. McKitty up top. Goes over to Hayward. Three ball. Yes, yes, yes! Oh, that's one we needed. The senior steps up and knocks it in. Ties it up with a minute 48 left to play. That was a big one. Now play some D. Fight through the pick. Well done, Brandon Lamp. Edwards doesn't get it to fall. And Lane Kephart lost it. Chillicothe tied it with a tray. Now is an opportunity to take the lead here. A minute 25, an eternity left in overtime. Fires it out. Hayward, baseline right. Doesn't want to shoot from out there. Gives it to Graves. Back out to Hayward. Circle right. Brandon Lamp comes up. Back to Hayward. Circle right. Tight defense being played by Kirksville. Over to Lamp. Circle left. McKitty on the baseline. Can't drive. They shut it down. Finds a way to drive through it. Kick out to Lamp. Lamp drives inside. Gives it back to McKitty. Fights through traffic. Puts it up, count it! He made something out of absolutely nothing. He just made a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Nate McKitty steps up huge. Wow, that was pretty. 36 seconds left, Hornets by two. They send Borkink to the line. No. Tipped it out of bounds. Thought a foul. No, it was simply out of bounds. Kirksville's basketball. 36 seconds left. 80-78, Chillicothe by two in overtime. Borkink puts it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Snyder with the rebound. They foul him. A hacking call. Cade Snyder, take your place at the charity stripe, my man. Borkink, the man, the myth, the legend, couldn't get it done that time. He's played a great game with 15. A key turn of events there, and the foul was on Kephart, his fourth. Snyder at the line, 0 for 1, coming in the fourth quarter. First one in and out for Snyder. He'll get a second look. It's 80-78 Chillicothe by two, 30 seconds left in the first overtime. Snyder leads the team in scoring this season and misses that one. Kirksville needs a tray to win, a deuce to tie. Drives inside. What do we got? Oh, foul on Nate McKitty. That's it for Nate. That's huge right there. Oh, that is huge. Jack Willard, how you feeling, son? Look, well, not getting any arguments from any of the players or fans or anybody, so Jack Willard will step in with 20.6 seconds left. Motley at the line, perfect from there tonight. Perfect again. He has 18. 1 point lead. Box out for the board if there is one. Second one goes through his routine, pops it, and drops it. We're tied again. Landon Motley, perfect 6 of 6 for 19 points. Ties it up, 20.6 seconds left. We're back in 30 on KCHI. Boy, I'm glad this game, I'm glad this doubleheader started at 5. All right, Chillicothe 80, Kirksville 80, 20.6 seconds left. Chillicothe's ball back court. Point guard Nate McKitty has fouled out. Walker Graves is playing with four. We'll see how well Chillicothe's press break is. Willard in for McKitty and the other starting four. They get it into Hayward with 19. Press backs off. Hayward crosses the timeline with 13. They call the play. Tap of the chin. Hayward gives it out to Snyder with 7. Hayward with 5. Hayward at the buzzer! And we're going to a second overtime.